The fate of Swedish diplomat Raoul Wallenberg is one of the enduring mysteries of the post-World War II era. It's a mystery that a panel of Swedish and Russian experts spent nearly a decade trying to solve. But when the joint panel issued its report in Stockholm today, many questions about Wallenberg's disappearance remained unanswered, among them whether he was killed by Soviet agents in 1947. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Investigators sifted through thousands of archived documents in Russia, Hungary, and Sweden to get a fuller picture of how the Swedish diplomat, after saving as many as 20,000 Jews from the Holocaust, was spirited away by Soviet secret police to Moscow. Sweden's response was also under study. Hans Magnusson, who led the Swedish government investigators, says Stockholm may have been able to do more to free Wallenberg if it had been willing to hand over Soviet defectors.
Every time the case of Raoul Wallenberg was raised with the Russians, they countered by talking about the Soviet citizens in Sweden they wanted to get back. So it's reasonable to assume that that might have been a way to solve it. But of course, this is a moral dilemma for a Western government to hand over citizens who have asked for asylum or defected or whatever.
The Swedish and Russian experts who worked on this study did not agree on how, when, or even if the Wallenberg story is ended. Russia's lead investigator, Alexander Yakovlev, tried to put the story to rest late last year when he said the Swedish diplomat was shot in 1947 in a notorious Moscow prison.
A former KGB employee, Alexandrov, referring to his colleagues who were responsible for espionage in Scandinavia, says, well, Wallenberg was shot in the Lubyanka, a German spy. All the documents related to the case were destroyed.
Yakovlev explained further today that Wallenberg was caught in a turf battle between rival sections of the intelligence service and that the agency that was to become the KGB covered up the shooting. But there are persistent reports that Wallenberg was seen later in Soviet prison camps. And the Swedish investigator Magnusson is not ready to rule this out.
We have done a lot of work on that. And so far, none of these sightings have been finally confirmed. And no document has been found in Russian archives confirming Raoul Wallenberg's existence there after 1947. But we can't exclude it yet completely.
Family members, like Wallenberg's half-sister, Nina Lagergren, are calling for a more rigorous study of Soviet and Russian archives and demanding that Moscow produce more evidence.
He's 88 by now, so his life is destroyed in any circumstance. But now we want the truth. I think they owe it to us.
There are some experts who believe Wallenberg's heroism has been overstated in recent years, that the world has remained interested in the case, mainly because of the mystery surrounding his disappearance. But Rabbi Abraham Cooper of the Simon Wiesenthal Center disagrees, saying Wallenberg is indeed a hero who put himself on the line by issuing Swedish passports to save Jews in Hungary from the gas chambers.
I think we've done a great deal collectively to honor his memory. I think collectively we have failed him. We have failed to use the same sort of tenacity and originality and creativity in getting to the bottom of his tragedy that he applied in 1944 to save lives and to give hope to people who long ago had given up hope of ever getting out alive.
One U.S. researcher who worked on the Swedish panel was quoted today as saying the answers are out there, but more documents need to be made available from Russia. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.